Good morning to you, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning. Thank you.
Vladimir Putin did not give President Trump the ceasefire he sought, and now Putin says the root causes of the conflict have to be resolved in a peace agreement. Isn't the root cause the fact that Russia invaded in the first place?
Well, ultimately, yeah. But I mean, what he means by root causes is his long historical complaints that we've heard repeatedly. This is not a new argument. He's been making this for a long time. And it's the argument that it's Western encroachment. I don't want to get into it. It's just so long. But the bottom line is that all of, you know, we're not going to focus on all of that stuff. We're going to focus on this. Are they going to stop fighting or not? And what it's going to take to stop the fighting. And what it's going to take to stop the fighting, if we're being honest and serious here, is both sides are going to have to give, and both sides should expect to get something from this. And that's a very difficult thing to do. It's very difficult because Ukraine obviously feels, you know, harmed, and rightfully so, because they were invaded. And the Russian side, because they feel like they've got momentum in the battlefield and frankly don't care. Don't seem to care very much about how many Russian soldiers die in this endeavor. They just churn through it. So I think what the president deserves a lot of credit for is the amount of time and energy that his administration is placing on reaching a peace agreement for a war that's not a war that started under him. It's half, you know, it's on the other side of the world. That said, I mean, it's relevant to us, but there are a lot of other issues he could be focused on. So tomorrow we'll be meeting with President Zelensky. We'll be meeting with European leaders. We just met with Putin. He's dedicated a lot of time and energy because he has made it a priority of his administration to stop or end war, stop wars or prevent them. And right now, this is the biggest war going on in the world. It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II. We're going to continue to do everything we can to reach an agreement that ends the dying and the killing and the suffering that's going on right now.